Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
All right, we're running back-to-back today. Streamer show time. Banging them both out in the morning. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We're not screwing around today, everybody. So, here's the thing. Well, first of all, I'm Dan Vaspers. This is Fantasy NBA Today. Many thank yous for hanging out with us, one or both of our shows today. Today is an interesting one for a couple of reasons, because you have a number of teams, getting right into the streaming stuff here, you have a number of teams that have really good schedules from a traditional standpoint. For instance, the Mavericks play five times in the next 7 days. You would normally think that's pretty good. Clippers do too, by the way. The Heat also have five games in 7 days. It's a really busy stretch coming up. Sacramento has six games over 9 days. Pretty damn good. And somehow, only the fourth best schedule. Warriors, Rockets also have six games over 9 days. And yet, we're forced to look at the card through a different lens because Friday and Saturday are overload days. Friday and Sunday, excuse me. Meaning that just like with yesterday's show, any decision you make about your streaming today has to be based on how many guys you've got going on Friday and Sunday. The average number of games played for teams on Friday and Sunday is 10 on Friday and 11 on Sunday. Average. I mean, you know, yours may be different. Some of us have taken various precautions and already have a lower number on those days, for instance. But that also makes it kind of impossible to do a simple show where we say, oh, well, here's the bad schedules and here's the good schedules. Because it's going to be based 100%, not even partially, 100% on what your team's actual situation looks like. The best thing you can do is try to wait. Because the longer you wait, the better idea you'll have of which categories you need to go hunting for. Maybe you don't have that luxury, but I would venture to guess that most of us can. Because every single team in the NBA, between now and Sunday, has at least two games. Meaning, there's no way to turn a one-game week into a three-game week. Plenty of teams have two games. Handful of teams have three. Like, more than you'd expect, honestly. I've listed most of them. Dallas, Golden State, Houston, the LA Clippers, Miami, Philly was one that didn't make it into that previous discussion. Sacramento, all these teams have three games the rest of the week. Of course, then, that means that over the next 4 days, if your season ends on Sunday, for instance, the best you can do with a move today is adding one game in just total game played. That might be different if, say, you have 11 guys going on Sunday, and then you could swap out someone going on Sunday for somebody that doesn't. Even still, you're talking about kind of threading a needle a little bit, because anybody that has three games left plays on Sunday. They have to. There's no way not to do it. You either have today and then Saturday, Sunday, or today, tomorrow, and then Sunday. The day off has to be one of the middle games. Otherwise, you'd have 3 days of games in a row, and that doesn't occur in a modern NBA schedule. So even then, you're talking about, okay, well, if I go to a team that has 3 games left, odds are I'm just going to be replacing a guy that's already in overload on Sunday, and then I'm probably adding 1 game somewhere else. So that's still only a 1 game add. The ultimate needle thread right now is basically a team that does not have Friday and Sunday overloaded and can move. Even that doesn't really work because you're still only going from 2 games to 3 games. There's really no way to add 2 games over the next 4 days. I thought this through, and then apparently I didn't, because all this stuff is kind of swirling around right as we're on air. There isn't a way to do it. The best you can do, minus injury, if you're replacing somebody who's hurt, then obviously that's a thing you want to do, and you just want to maximize games played, look at your schedule, and figure out the way to do that. Minus an injury, the best you can do over the next 4 days is adding 1 game played to your weekly ledger. But here's the thing. You can still likely do that on Saturday instead of today. The reason to do it today is you have more options for adding 1 game over 4 days versus 1 game over 2 days. You just have more teams you can pick from. If you're looking at Saturday, provided you have there's two ways that could go. So let's look at Saturday first, and then we'll come back and we'll look at today again. For Saturday, if you are full on Sunday, you can take that guy playing on Sunday and move him to a guy playing on Saturday. That's how you gain 1 game, making 1 move on Saturday. Pretty straightforward. Teams that play on Saturday, there's enough of them. Saturday's what, like a 6-something? No, 5-game card, I think, if I'm recalling correctly. I'm probably not. Let's look this up so I get it right. Saturday is a 4-gamer. So you got 8 teams to pick from if you're moving from a Sunday team to a Saturday team. 8 teams. There should be some streamer out there that you can pick up and feel okay about. If you are not full on Sunday, that's all the more reason to make a move on Saturday, or even a couple, potentially. I think it's very unlikely that you're not full on Sunday with 13 teams going. Odds are you're at 10 guys or more. But there are a couple of teams that go back-to-back Saturday, Sunday. Brooklyn, Cleveland, and I'll do the scroll through for people watching, the Lakers, and the 76ers. So there's 4 teams that have a back-to-back Saturday, Sunday. Here's the thing, though. We've talked about this. Is anybody off both of those days? No. So again, if you were not overloaded on Sunday, the only guy you'd be dropping there to make a pickup on Saturday would be potentially someone else playing on Saturday, but then you might as well just make a pickup for someone playing on Sunday. If you are full on Sunday and you're dropping that guy on Sunday to get someone playing on Saturday, you could pick up one of those back-to-backs so that you have a backup option on Sunday in case somebody gets hurt, which is the best thing to do of those, and you've got 4 teams to pick from. Or if you feel confident, you got 11 guys going on Sunday, you move that 11th guy to someone only playing on Saturday, then that adds Atlanta back into the mix. That has Denver, Detroit, Memphis back into the mix. So now you've got a few more options of teams you could pick from for Saturday. So that's how you could add 1 game on Saturday, having a better idea of what you'll need to win the rest of your week. Again, the only real reason to make those moves today instead of Saturday is if you like your options a little bit better. Meaning, if you like the bonus game you're getting today instead of the bonus game you're getting Saturday, which adds back into the mix some of those teams we were just talking about. Dallas, Golden State are options today. Denver is today and Saturday. So again, depending on your overload situation, that might fit into your calendar. But mostly I'd say Dallas, Golden State, Houston, the Clippers, the Miami Heat, the New York Knicks are actually in there. I forgot to mention them earlier. Philly is on that board. Sacramento is on that board. So you have those, like, what did I just say, seven or eight teams to pick from today. So if you really like the streamers on those teams and you think that they're way, 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 way better than the streamer you might get on Saturday, that would be the reason to go today. Still, if you're like, okay, Dan, you're circling here, the radar is almost keyed in on it. What are you doing, Dan? What are you doing for your teams that are in the playoffs right now? I'm waiting till Saturday. I think that's the way to go. Provided you have room on your card, a four-gamer, you definitely should. I'm waiting till Saturday. I'm going to take whatever overload I've got on Sunday, and I'm going to move it. It's as simple as that. Or somebody who's just not playing. Well, that doesn't make sense because they are playing on Saturday. So you take your one or two worst players on Sunday. Let's say you have two moves left. You take your one or two worst players that are going on Sunday, and you switch them. That's it. That's the move. Now, if you're not overloaded tomorrow, which I'm not, I made a bunch of moves, and so I think I only have like seven guys going tomorrow, which is way under the expected number. That actually opens up a few options for my team. But because of that, I'm definitely not making moves today. Definitely not. Because I have room on Friday, I can make moves on Friday. I can make a move tomorrow and a move on Saturday if I want. I can just make a move to a Detroit Piston since they go tomorrow and Saturday. That's a way for me to gain nicely. If I take a guy that's playing on Sunday, that's my overload guy, and I move him to Detroit going tomorrow and Saturday, or Memphis going tomorrow and Saturday, that's a way that I can gain two games, I guess. I suppose that's the way. If Friday's open and Sunday's full, you take the one gamer on Sunday that's overloaded, you flip him to somebody on Friday, Saturday, that's how I can still get two moves bonus the rest of the way. Or do the same thing for today. But again, the longer you wait, the better idea you have of what player you can pick up. So that's your needle thread. If you're not full Friday, but you are overloaded, not just full, but one extra player on Sunday, you take that guy and you flip him for someone with three games left the rest of this week. Ta-da! But I don't know that there's even a player that fits that, that's not also going on Sunday. So you take your overload guy on Sunday. I'm trying to do the math in my head here on the fly. So you don't lose a game there. But that dude also has to not be playing between now and then. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. So it's really tomorrow. That's your tiny window. You've got two teams tomorrow, Memphis and Detroit, where if you have one guy to spare on Sunday, if you have 11 dudes, you can downgrade to 10 on Sunday and you can move to Detroit or Memphis because they would go Friday, Saturday, and preferably the guy that you're dropping from Sunday maybe didn't play on Friday. I still don't. Maybe there may not be a way to get two bonus games. But suffice it to say, the main point on today's show, 14 minutes of nothing is basically what just happened on this one. The main point on today's show is wait as long as humanly possible. Dear Lord, wait as long as you can. Folks, using the internet without ExpressVPN is like not paying attention to the safety demonstration on a flight. Most of the time, you'll be fine. Oh God, this is dark. But what if one day that weird yellow mask drops down from the overhead and you have no idea what to do? Ugh. It's better to be safe than sorry. That's the main point here. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, cafes, hotels, airports, whatever, any hacker on that same network can gain access to your personal data, your passwords, your financial details. And a skilled 12-year-old could do it. And then they simply take it and they sell all that info on the dark web for $1,000. They do this over and over and over again. They'll do it all day just sitting in a coffee shop. So why would you go into that situation without any sort of protection? I mean, again, like, first of all, what are the odds you see a 12-year-old hacker in a coffee shop? Probably not all great. But one of those other persons in there who looks like they're working on their script might just be stealing your info. ExpressVPN uses an encrypted tunnel, if you can try to picture that. It's a secure encrypted tunnel between you, your device, and the internet. So, bunk, 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 hackers trying to get in can't see what you're doing. It would take that same hacker in the coffee shop a supercomputer, using a supercomputer, over a billion years to crack ExpressVPN's encryption. The reason I love it, forget all the safety stuff, you just turn it on. That's it. You don't need to be tech savvy to use ExpressVPN. You just turn on the app, click one button. It goes from red to green, from off to on. You're protected. You can use it on phones, laptops, tablets, more, routers, whatever. You can stay secure on the go, secure your whole house, whatever. That's what I love about it. It's easy. It's safe. There's just no reason not to if you ever use internet outside of your own home. So secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/hoopball. I love that it's still HoopBall. That's expressvpn.com/HoopBall. And you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/HoopBall. Go there today. Let's take a look at the chat room, see what you guys got going on. Who do I like best? Who do I like best? My mommy. Who do I like best for a head-to-head Yahoo Points League? Trey Lyles, Precious Achiuwa, or Haywood Highsmith? Yikes. It's probably Achiuwa. Buh. Yeah, we'll go Precious. How many moves would you recommend saving as backups for the last 2 days of the season, just in case everyone sits? So this is, I'm assuming this question is in reference to if your league goes to the very last day of the regular season. So that final Sunday when half of your roster is going to sit. I mean, as many as you can. Here's the thing. The answer to this question is a tiny bit of a cop-out, but also there really is only one answer to this question, and is every move you use during the last week of the season, so April 8th to April 14th, every move in a lot of scenarios, maybe you get super lucky and you don't have to use up all four on it, but for a lot of us, every move you make that last week is dropping someone who's just out for the rest of the season. You also kind of want to be a little bit careful early that week. Remember, there's no games on Monday of next week because of the college national championship, so it's a six-day week, Tuesday through Sunday. And basically everybody plays at the end, so Sunday is kind of a wash, although, again, like, if you have half of your team it gets knocked out. On Tuesday, if a bunch of your players get ruled out, if you can figure out if it's a real injury or a fake one, that's where you'd use some moves. If it's a fake one, keep them, because a lot of teams are playing back-to-backs in there, try to figure out, assume, maybe this is the way to phrase it, assume that nobody on your team is going to play a back-to-back. So if someone gets ruled out on one half of one, you kind of have to give them to the other half to find out if they're actually hurt. So don't blow all your moves early next week, April 9th, April 10th, whatever. Don't blow all your moves on Tuesday and Wednesday, because those guys might actually just come back and play the rest of the week. You want to use your moves exclusively on guys that are being ruled out for multiple games, because then you could gain multiple games by using a move. Guys on your team that are just not even the tiniest bit productive, which hopefully is nobody, so hopefully you don't have to use a move for that. And then towards the end of the week, Friday, Sunday, whatever, just make sure that you're getting as many games as humanly possible. So it's not so much about saving moves for that last day as it is not being too aggressive with your moves on Tuesday, Wednesday, when guys that are sitting might play the rest of the week. Saving your moves for situations where guys are out for multiple games is the key. And then at the end, if you have one or two moves left, just, you know, be ready to use them. So there is no right answer to this question of how many moves I'd recommend saving for the last 2 days of the season. I think if you get there with a move or two left, great. But if you had to use them all up on Thursday and Friday, also, that's okay. There's no right answer here. Are Cade Cunningham and Miles Bridges drops? Give them to the next one. If they get ruled out again, then probably, but I would give them a little bit longer. And then if Tyrese Maxey and Josh Hart are both out, who is the better play between Cam Payne or Bojan Bogdanović in a points league? I will go Cam Payne because at least he has the floor of getting some assists. Bojan Bogdanović, it's got to just all be points. He's got to rack it up all in one category, and that can be kind of complicated. Plus, you never know with the Knicks. They might just pick somebody else and roll with them. I mean, it would probably be Bogdanović, but you just sort of never know. And then on the other side with campaign, if he's out there, he's going to get you some points and assists on terrible percentages, but that's okay because it's a points league. All right, guys, we went back-to-back this morning. That was fun, wasn't it? Knocked them all out. Got all them shows out of the way. Please do take a moment to like, rate, and subscribe. That's really important. I want you guys to hang with us through the offseason as well. Over on Twitter, at Dan Bespris, DanBesBris. And, yeah, no sponsors to hit, because we're in April now, so the season's basically over. You guys have a fantastic Thursday. We'll have two shows again tomorrow, and that might be the last time we do two shows in a day, except perhaps for next Monday. So stay tuned. I'll try to keep you posted on how everything's going here on the podcast scheduling front. Again, I am Dan Bespris. You are awesome. That might be your name. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. So long.